2. A little older, around her eyes, than her 32 years, Colomba never went unnoticed, with her broad, muscular shoulders and her high, prominent cheekbones. The face of a warrior, a boyfriend had once told her. A woman warrior who rode stallions bareback and cut her enemies' heads off with a scimitar. She had laughed in response, but then she'd leapt astride him and ridden him furiously, leaving him breathless. Now, though, she felt more like a victim than a warrior, sitting on the edge of the bathtub, holding her cell phone, and staring at the display, where the name Alfredo Rovere kept blinking. He was the chief officer of the mobile squad of the Rome police, technically still her boss and her mentor, and he was calling her for the 5th time in 3 minutes. She'd never once answered his calls. Colomba was still wearing a robe after stepping out of the shower, already horribly late for a dinner party at the House of Friends, a dinner party to which she'd finally accepted an invitation. Since being released from the hospital, she'd spent most of her time alone. She rarely ventured out of her apartment. She usually went out in the morning, often at dawn, when she put on her tracksuit and went running along the Tiber River, which flowed past the windows of her apartment, just a short walk from the Vatican. Jogging along the banks of the Tiber was a challenge to her reflexes, because potholes aside, she had to avoid the dog shit, as well as the rats skittering suddenly out of the piles of rotting garbage. But none of that bothered Colomba, any more than she minded the exhaust fumes from the cars roaring past overhead. This was Rome, and she liked it precisely because it was dirty and nasty, even if that was something the tourists would never understand. After her run, every other day, she would do her grocery shopping at the corner mini-mart run by 2 Sinhalese immigrants. And on Saturdays, she'd venture as far as the bookstall on Piazza Cavour. There, she'd fill her bag with used books she would read during the week, an assortment of classics, detective novels, and romances that she almost never finished. She'd get lost in the plots that were too intricate, and she'd get bored with the ones that were too simple. She really couldn't seem to concentrate.